A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Mem Test. Nedarim 49a. Pagination is 97. Starting from the top of the page, the new perek. Hanoder min ha-mevushal. A person makes a vow that he's not going to eat cooked foods. Mutar b'tzeli uveshaluk. He's going to be permitted, according to the Mishnah, in roasted food. It's not cooked, it's roasted. Uveshaluk, or undercooked food, it's not yet mevushal. Note that shaluk in some other applications refers to overcooked food. It apparently means to a cooked food that's improperly cooked. In this case, it's going to be that it was undercooked, because if it was overcooked, it would simply be included in mevushal. So our Mishnah is saying that when a person says that he's vowing from cooked food, which refers to food that's cooked in water, in a liquid, he's going to be permitted in roasted food, which means to the open flame, or if it's undercooked, it's not yet at the point of being called mevushal. The Gemara regarding this statement of roasted not being mevushal tells us, Tanya, we learnt, Rav Yoshia Oser, Rav Yoshia forbids roasted meat if the person verbalized cooked. Va'af apishen raya ledavar zecha ledavar, even though it's not a total proof, but it is reminiscent of a proof, it's noteworthy. Shenemar, there's a pasuk in Tanakh that says, "Vayivaf shlu haPesach bo'esh kamishpot." They cooked the Karban Pesach in fire, as is the law. And we know that the Karban Pesach had to be roasted, not cooked. And therefore, you see the word "cooked" being used in a more general manner of heat medium, making food ready to be eaten, and not by a technical distinction between cooking and roasting. And therefore, Rav Yoshia says roasting would also be prohibited if he verbalized the word bishul. The Gemara suggests, lema b'haka miflegi, do you want to say that this is the argument? Rav Yoshia savar haloch achar lashon Torah, that Rav Yoshia says you could bring proofs from the Torah and that's how you're going to follow the usage of the word. And therefore over here, since we were able to find a pasuk that indicates that tzeli is included in the term bishul, therefore it became prohibited. Vitana dilon savar, and our Tana holds, b'nedarim haloch achar loshen b'nei adam, you're simply supposed to follow the usage of the people, and you ignore a specific pasuk in Tanakh, especially it's like a little obscure. It's not the way people talk. If you ask somebody, everybody makes a distinction between bishul and tzeli. They don't think of it as the same thing. And the Gemara says, lo, that's not true in the machlokes between the Tanakhama of our Mishnah and Rav Yoshia. That's not the reason for the machlokes. Everybody agrees, by vows you follow the usage of the people. However, marki asrei umarki asrei, each one was following the usage of his own community. Ba'asra detana dilon litzli karu leitzli ulemevushal karu lemevushal. Artana had in his locale that they were specific and they called tzli, roasted, and when it was mevushal, cooked, they called it mevushal, and they made a distinction between these terms. But in the place of Rav Yoshia, they were much more liberal in their term, and they sometimes called tzli mevushal. It was included. That's how they talked. Asks the Gemara Vakrona Sivla. He's quoting a pasuk. It seems like he was trying to tell you a binding proof. And the Gemara answers, Asmachta ba'alma. Rav Yoshia also recognized that it's not a proof from the Pasuk. He was trying to say our custom, our terminology is in sync with a Pasuk that you find. But even Rav Yoshia agrees that everything follows the terms of the locale, because when a person makes a neder, that's what his intent is, and that's what he's following, and it's not a contest of scholarship to find a pasuk that could cause it to be a doubt. If it's clear in the term of the people, that is what we would rely on. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Yud Zayin, im derech, if it's the way of the people of that place, at that time, in their language, shekorim mevushal afilu litzli, that they call cooked, even to roasted meat, hareza osur, then roasted meat is indeed going to be prohibited. Vim ein darkam, and if it's not their way, and instead they make a distinction, mevushal means nispashal b'mayim uvetavlin, that it was cooked in a liquid medium, then hareza mutar b'tzli, they're going to be permitted in tzli, in roasted, because that's not the way that they use their terminology. Coming up is going to be an even more dramatic example of this type of concept, that we're going to take the situation into account. So our Mishnah was telling us to take the local language into account. We will see in a coming Mishnah, which is going to be codified in Siman Reish Yud Ches, that we even take the circumstances in which the neder was made into account. For example, Kol HaNoder, when a person makes a neder, Roin Divarim Shabiglalam Nadar, we look at why he made the neder, velomdim, and from that we can learn leeza niskavein, to what his intent was, v'hol chamachar ha'inyan, and we're going to follow those circumstances, v'lo achar mashmos hadibur, and we're not going to follow the words that he said, even though technically, according to the words, he may have meant something else. This is a little bit like Rav Yoshia was thought to have meant. That hava amina, that we thought if you could bring a raya from a pasuk, then it's going to be binding. And we said, no, it's halacha achar lashon b'nei adam. It's the way people talk. And in this halacha, even the circumstances in which the neder was made. Ketzad, let's give an example. Hayaton masa shot semer opishtim. If a person was holding a load of wool or linen, he was carrying something, v'hizia, and he was sweating profusely, v'yarecho kasha, and he was breathing hard, v'nishba onodar, and he made this vow, shaloyala olav tzemer opishtim la'olam, he's never going to take upon himself the wool, or he'll never take upon himself linen, whatever it was that he was carrying. Just because he said, I'll never take upon myself, he does not mean that he's never going to wear wool clothing, or that he's never going to wear linen clothing. And he's only going to be prohibited from carrying these loads, because that's what his vow was. Conversely, hayalavush bigdei tzemer, if you see that he was wearing woolen clothing, v'nitzdair b'levishoso, and he's in a lot of pain, it's too hot, something attributable to the fact that he's wearing the woolen clothing, where he makes this statement, shaloyala olav tzemer la'olam, he's never going to bring wool upon himself forever, then asur lilbosh, he's going to be forbidden to wear such a garment, umotu liton, but he's going to be permitted to be a schlepper to carry such an item, because we're following what his intent was in the neder, according to the local wording, according to the circumstances, We're going to take all of that into account as to the way we understand the vow that he made. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.